Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And let me tell you, I have been so waiting to have this conversation and show tonight. Why? Because, first of all, I think it's an important conversation to have. Secondly, the topic we're going to be talking about on the Dr. Pat Show tonight is learning how to quit smoking for life. Why is this important to all of us here? Well, let me just tell you, for me, having been someone that started to smoke at a very, very early age in her lifetime and went through many, 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 many years smoking 3 packs of cigarettes a day, getting to the point where my job was to quit. Why did I wake up one day and decide that I was going to quit? I don't know. Maybe it was the heart attack that my uncle had. Maybe it was the emphysema that my dad had. I don't know. But the point is that I did. But I didn't have any help doing it. I know how extremely difficult it is to stop smoking. And I also know how extremely important it is to go ahead and do that. Today, I am being joined by some of the experts in the field that help people learn how to do so many things. But quitting smoking is one of those things. I'm joined today by someone I not only admire, but someone who I listened to very carefully, very closely when she is on the show. And that is Cheryl Manchester. She's joining us here today as someone that has taken a message, a powerful message out into the world about what it means to live the lives that we desire. She is the Director of Corporate Development for Positive Changes Hypnosis Centers and is involved in helping everyone understand how they can change their lives for good. Also joining us today is someone like you and me, someone that embarked on a journey, not necessarily knowing that she would have the outcome that she has today, but someone that was smoking for over 30 years. And we're going to talk about what that journey was like. But when you're smoking that long, when you're smoking and you're in your mid-50s or late 50s, you contemplate whether or not there is even a benefit to quitting smoking. You think, wow, how am I going to do that? How am I going to change? Is there something that I can do to get some help in doing it? But we're going to hear about her journey. We're going to hear about what it was like for her to work with positive changes and to make that happen. This is an important show for me for several reasons. I can only tell you or begin to tell you the importance of looking at our lives and putting down that cigarette. There's so much that we didn't know when I was young and younger and didn't fully understand. There's a lot that we do know today, but there's also a lot that we don't know. In many, many, many other arenas, something as harmful as cigarettes can be would be banned from everybody that came close to them. But we all know what it's like to be addicted to smoking and cigarettes. I certainly did know. And as a matter of fact, someone very close to me, someone very dear to me, it still smokes. And I'm dedicating this show to her. Hopefully today, there'll be something that she hears that will change her life. Cheryl, Lily, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us. It is such a pleasure to be on the show with you, Pat.
Cheryl, I have to ask you, because you and I have done several shows already, and this topic in particular is one that, you know, I mean, personally, boy, I've battled with a bunch of them, you know, the whole weight thing. But smoking is something that is so tough, not just for me to talk about, but it's tough for me to know that I have people in my lives right now, in my life right now, and I'm afraid of losing them. What can you say what can you say to help me help
them? Well, the sad part about that is that it doesn't matter how upsetting it is to you or how hurtful it is to you, because you and I both know, and so does everybody who's smoking. They know it's extremely unhealthy. It's a killer. And there isn't anything that you or I could say to these people. It has to come from with them. It's something that they have to choose to want to be smoke-free. They have to want it. And a lot of people smoke for a variety of different reasons, and a lot of people have a really hard time giving it up in fear of what it's going to be like when they give up that cigarette, because it's something that they have rationalized and used for other areas in their life. So it's not as easy as people think. You know, you and I can say, you have got to quit smoking. You are going to die. You're going to end up with an oxygen tank. And people have heard that lecture over and over and over. And I think the bottom line is people have to want to quit smoking. They have to want it to happen. And I think one of the myths about that is a lot of people think to themselves, I probably is not going to change. Once I quit smoking, I've been smoking for so long, nothing is going to change. And if you go to the American Lung Association, you will find out that that is so far from the truth. In fact, Pat, some of the benefits of quitting in 20 minutes is your blood pressure decreases, your pulse rate drops, your body temperature of hands and feet increases. After 8 hours of quitting smoking, carbon monoxide levels in your blood drift to normal. The oxygen levels in your blood increases to normal. It's phenomenal, the changes, and you can get better and better and better. But people have to want to quit smoking, regardless how much it is hurtful to the loved ones around them, watching them kill themselves.
Well, thank you, Cheryl, for talking about that. I wanted to ask you about positive changes for a minute. I want to talk about positive changes and the positive changes hypnosis centers that, you know, across the country. But what I wanted to ask you is, I mean, you all could have been perfectly happy in the field of just simply paying attention to weight loss, because you are phenomenal at that. But you decided to take on smoking. And I wanted to ask you why that is important to positive changes.
And I thank you for asking me that, because I love talking about everything that we do at Positive Changes. And when it comes to smoking, we are in the business of helping people change their life. And this is a great opportunity for us, because our programs are proven to work. We get a lifelong result. People go through our smoking programs, get great benefits. The first one of being is what we do is we change the identity of that from that of a smoker to the identity of a non-smoker, so that when you do quit smoking, now you take on the habits of a non-smoker, which is somebody who never thinks about the cigarette. And we get... You've heard me say that my favorite thing about working at Positive Changes and the opportunity that I have is I get a front row seat to witnessing the changes that people make in their life. And that is the reason why we take on smoking. We help people change their life. We help point them in the right direction so they live the life that they want, not the life that they don't want, and it works.
So we're going to talk today, and we're definitely going to have a big conversation with Lily, but I wanted to create a backdrop for everybody listening to the Dr. Pat Show tonight. And what I want to say about this is that, you know, we talk about thriving on the Dr. Pat Show. That means every aspect of our lives, body, mind, and spirit. And tonight, you're going to hear how one individual's journey represents the journey of so many people that decided that they were not going to smoke anymore. And what this show is about, it is about hope in action. And what I mean by that is, it's not just a conversation and chit chat about being hopeful. It's about the steps that we're going to share with you that you can take to change your life. We know what this is like for so many people. Also tonight, we're going to give away seven CDs. And what we're going to be doing about that, you're going to hear us. All you'll need to do is call into the station. I'll make sure you have the phone number, and Seth will give you lots and lots of time to get some contact information. Tonight's show, Learn How to Quit Smoking for Life, is featuring Cheryl Manchester, Director of Positive Changes Hypnosis Centers, and Lily Gardner. You're going to be hearing from Lily in a few minutes when we return from break. You're going to hear about what her journey was like, what it was like to decide one day that she was empowered to stop smoking. Cheryl, we're going to talk about this and much more. But before we go to break, one of the things I want to say is the thing that I hear most from people, especially elderly people, is this notion of, why the heck should I quit now? I'm never really going to benefit from it. Am I really going to be able to save my health? And what difference is it going to make anyway? How much weight will I gain? What will happen to me? How could I live without this? Well, when we come back, you're going to find out not only how to do it, but I'll tell you something, everybody. We're going to give you information so you don't have to go through what I went through when I went through cold turkey. And believe me, I think I was possessed by the demon or something. We're going to take a short break. You all are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Cheryl Manchester, Lily Gardner joining us here today. And we're talking about positive changes. Make sure you visit the website positivechanges.com. But when we come back, we are going to rip open this dilemma for everyone out there. This is an invitation to change your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in a great pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek God's Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at InMyFuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and this is a topic I am so absolutely passionate about. You know, when we think about smoking in our society, and I'm talking about the society in America, I'm not even going to address what's going on in Europe and abroad, but right here in our society, we have so much information, so much education about what is happening with our youth, what is happening with our health, and what smoking can do to affect the health and the longevity of our lives. Today, I'm bringing in one of the leading experts in how to create positive changes, Cheryl Manchester, Director of Corporate Development for Positive Changes Hypnosis Centers. And you can find out lots about them at positivechanges.com. Lily Gardner is also joining us here today. And Lily is going to be sharing her story. Because imagine this, smoking for over 30 years, entered into her mid-50s, and then took a look at the risk of smoking. And if you all don't think that it is beneficial to quit smoking, that it's not going to matter for you, let me just say to you and reiterate what Cheryl said. 20 minutes of quitting, the healing process in the body begins. The first 2 days after you quit, or the, you know, and what happens to you, the first 2 days, the first 8 hours, carbon monoxide level in the blood drops to normal. 8 hours after you quit, oxygen in the blood increases to normal. 24 hours, chance of heart attack decreases. 48 hours, nerve endings begin regrowth. The ability to smell and taste improves. And I'm going to turn it over to Lily because she's going to tell you what happens with the rest of the story. Lily, Cheryl, thank you both for joining us here today.
Well, thank you for having me.
It is so our pleasure.
Lily, you've got a story to tell, and I've got to ask you, you know, after smoking for 30 years, what did it take for you to get your wake-up call?
Well, having my father died of smoking-related illnesses was a big wake-up call. But even then, it took me about another 8 years to finally face the fact that I absolutely needed to. I mean, I knew I needed to quit smoking before then, but that was sort of, you know, that was the thing that haunted me, that mm-hmm. that made me realize that I needed to do something.
So
and
how
that's
often,
when I started to quit, try to quit.
Yeah. How often did you smoke?
When I was young, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I smoked a couple packs a day. Mm. And then about the time that my father died, I ratcheted it down to, and that's when I became a closet smoker. And so I smoked anywhere from a half a pack to maybe, just a few cigarettes a day. But there was never a day that I did not smoke.
Mm. I wanted to ask you, you know, when you all of a sudden had that wake-up call to quit, I mean, what did you decide to do? Did you just quit? I mean, I went cold turkey, and, you know, I don't know what compelled me to quit. I can't even remember it at this point in time. But I did have a couple of false starts. What was your journey like?
Well, I tried to quit. I actually tried to quit every day.
How many smokers say that? It's not the truth.
I would wake up in the morning, or I would go to bed at night and say, okay, I'm done with this. And wake up in the morning, okay, I'm done. And, I would never last the morning. And I tried different things. I mean, I tried, nicotine gum. I tried patches. I tried a number of different things. But nothing did the trick. And so this was all going on. And meanwhile, most of my friends were unaware of the fact that I smoked. I did not smoke in front of my husband, and he did a beautiful job of just being in denial, because I know that when I came back from the garden, you know, that he had to have smelled it on me, but he pretended that he didn't.
He really didn't know that you were smoking, though, because I've always wondered that, because a lot of closet smokers believe that nobody knows they smoke, but in reality, do, right?
Well, you know what men are like. I mean, they're very good at denying. And what happened? I mean, I guess this was the catalyst. It was Christmas vacation, and my husband usually takes 5 days off during Christmas break. And so I thought that he was in the house when, in truth, he was in the garage doing something. And I snuck out to the garden to have a cigarette, and he caught me red-handed. He caught me with a cigarette in my hand. And so there was a confrontation, and he said, "When are you going to quit?" And I said, "I'm going to quit. I need to be hypnotized. I will do that." And so that's when I became very serious about it. And it was about 3 months later that a friend of mine told me about Positive Changes, and I thought that I would try that. I really believed that hypnosis was the way for me because at that point, I mean, with only smoking, two cigarettes to a half a pack a day, it wasn't so much the nicotine addiction that was the problem. It was the mental addiction. But it was irresistible. I mean, it was absolutely irresistible, and it didn't really matter, as you said in the first 15 minutes of this program, somebody who loves you dearly telling you that you need to quit smoking doesn't do it for you. You need to really make that decision for yourself.
I guess it's almost better not to even bug the other person about it, but you're in a different situation.
All it does is it just, I actually think that it makes the addicted person feel guilty. But it really doesn't change. I mean, it makes them just feel bad about themselves. It's only when you decide to make the change for yourself that you're able to do it.
So, one of the things that I know we all think about is, especially if, as you said, you're a closet smoker. I mean, there's always the proverbial question, did you have a cigarette? And, the answer generally is no, or no, I'm not smoking. And, honestly,
Yes, and what a wretched thing to go through your life lying all the time. I mean, how can that possibly help your sense of well-being? And, for someone like me, I mean, I really consider myself an honest person. So I can call these little white lies, but, they erode, your sense of well-being and your sense of self-esteem.
So one of the things that, I think many of us are curious about is the notion that you really came to that place to quit, and then you intuitively knew hypnosis. How did you know that? I mean, I'm just curious.
I don't really know the answer to that. I guess that I was informed enough to realize that hypnosis works with your subconscious. I've been interested in work with the subconscious before, for various things. And so I know that, that dealing with it, with the urges, with the little voice inside that says, "Wouldn't it be nice to have a cigarette?" That was the place that I needed to address the problem, rather than trying to do it through willpower, which, frankly for me, is not really the way for me to attack a problem.
I want to ask a question, Cheryl. What are the people like that show up at Positive Changes? I mean, I know you've worked with countless people. Are they all like Lily? I mean, I know that for
you. They're similar to Lily, or they're just like her. But typically, by the time somebody comes into our center, they have tried a number of different things, and they have all gotten some temporary results, but when you're putting the patch on, you're taking Wellbutrin, or you're taking all the Chantix or all those products that are out there, those work for the length of time that you're taking them, but when you go off of them, you still crave that cigarette. And so when people come to us, they're really wondering even if hypnosis is going to work for them because nothing else has. Mm-hmm. And hypnosis will absolutely work for somebody who wants to quit smoking. And they come to us, you know, with lots and lots of questions, and they feel like these huge failures. How come I haven't been able to quit on my own? How come I go back to smoking? And it all comes back to all the rationalizations of what makes a person smoke to begin with.
Well, I got to tell you, we're going to talk about this when we come back from break, because part of this is now what I call the journey takes a new turn. What does it look like for Lily and anyone else that finds relief and the freedom from being able to stop smoking? What is and how does one's life change? How do you feel? Do you gain those 50 pounds? Well, we're going to talk about that and much more. Cheryl Manchester joining us here today. And part of the conversation is, what kind of support can you expect from Positive Changes? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile, joined here by, wow, two incredible people, Cheryl Manchester and Lily Gardner. For more information about us, go to www.thedrpatshow.com, T-H-E-D-R, drpatshow.com or simply go to drpatlive.com for more information about positive changes and to, you know, call them for a free consultation. Why don't you give them a shout at the website, positivechanges.com, or you can call for a free consultation today and any day, really, 888-311-7157. That's 888-311-7157. Lily, what has life done to you now? Where are you and what are you doing?
Well, it's lovely being on the other side of that. And, you know, there are literally weeks that I don't even think about smoking at all. Not at all. I mean, it just doesn't even occur to me. So it's been about a year and a half since I've had a cigarette, and like, you know, any normal human being, you know, there are times of stress and times of celebration, and throughout I'm able to just live and breathe without using tobacco. It's a very good place to be.
So, you know, what would you want to say to people? Cheryl, what would you want to ask Lily?
Well, I want to ask her what she felt like prior to coming to Positive Changes about quitting smoking and what she feels like after she quit and how she realized that, okay, now I am smoke-free.
Going in, even though I absolutely knew that it was the right thing to do, that it was something that I had to do for myself, in order to live to be an old woman, to enjoy good health, I had to quit. It felt like there was fear involved as far as, I didn't have so much the fear of failing as I had the fear of just giving it up, just not indulging that anymore.
What did you think was going to happen, Lily? Because I'm curious about
It was just you know, when you're so attached to a substance, you know, there was just this this sense of loss, I think. You know, of not being able to do that anymore, you know, not to have that little rolled up paper between your fingers. And what it's like now, the biggest thing is freedom. I go to parties and dinner parties and movies and everywhere, and I don't have to, you know, think, okay, I've got 3 hours before I can have a cigarette, you know. I don't have to strategize how I'm going to duck out of something in order to have a cigarette. There's just a huge amount of relief. And, you know, I mean, even at the time, you know, even when I became a closet smoker, I was aware of the fact that I was ducking time, you know, being with loved ones, you know, so that I could sneak off and have a cigarette. Mm-hmm. So it was a real distancing sort of a thing that I was doing. And that doesn't happen anymore. And, so there's a freedom and there's a kind of more of being in my own skin and being in the moment that I haven't experienced when I was a closet smoker.
Well, you know, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about, because and honestly, for anybody out there that's got a question, just give us a call, 888-815-9756, and, you know, let's hear from you. But you know, we're talking about an addiction, but I guess the question is, you know, what's your life like now? I mean, what is your life like now, literally?
Well, I'm sure I'm more healthy. I don't have the smoker's cough anymore when I, which was happening when I slept. which was disconcerting. Now when I exercise, when I ride my bike up a hill or hike or whatever, and I'm gasping for breath, I know it has nothing to do with the fact that I'm smoking. It's because, you know, I'm out of breath. And so, I live a much more guilt-free life than I used to. and I know that I'm enjoying better health, and I'm definitely more optimistic for my old age. That, you know, that I'll be able to outlive my parents, hopefully, and that I'll be able to do that in a healthy way, and not fight for air. Which, if you've ever been close to anyone with emphysema, it's a very frightening thing to
mm-hmm.
watch
my dad
a human
died
being.
From emphysema.
Yeah, watch mm-hmm. a human being fight for every breath. It's amazing. It is not something that you would wish on anyone,
mm-hmm.
and certainly not for yourself.
Well, and the other thing we haven't even touched upon. I mean, we could certainly make this a show about the many, many risks. I mean, we definitely could make this a show and talk about cancer, but I don't want to do that. I think we're all pretty aware of
right.
what smoking does. What I love about this conversation is that we are opening a door for people so that they can make positive changes in their lives. You know, this is something that's important. What I'm curious about, and I want to ask you, Lily, what was it like your first day? I mean, I bet you didn't even know what to expect, right, about hypnosis, because we have so many images about it. Could you tell us about the experience itself?
Well, it, you know, there's sort of a kind of a movie image of what hypnosis is like, and I knew it wasn't like that. I didn't have any fears around it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that it wasn't going to be something where, you know, where someone could suggest that I was a chicken and then I would act like a chicken. I knew better than that. But but I think that I was really surprised that it didn't really exactly feel like I was hypnotized. Like I didn't feel like I was in an altered state.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it had the result. It had the result that I was looking for. I remember one suggestion that my the hypnotist made to me that was the one that really worked for me, that really hooked me, which was that he suggested that for me to imagine what it would have been like if I never would have smoked. And that completely took away that that feeling of giving something up. You know, I started to think about friends of mine who never put a cigarette in their mouth, and you know how no matter how polite they were, they obviously were disgusted by the smell of tobacco. And imagine what that would be like for me. And that was wonderful, because then I didn't go through my day, feeling like I was, giving something up, that I was,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah, so.
Well, I think, Cheryl, one of the questions I think that most people have right now is about the process, because I know we've talked about what you all do about weight loss. And the way people describe the process seems like it's almost a no-brainer. And I've been curious, getting, you know, ready to talk to you about this, about quitting smoking. I wonder if the process is the same. I mean, you know, Cheryl, how we were talking about, you know, some of the examples. I think it was Jennifer. I can't remember now, you know, who was talking about how they went to their first session and then that whole next week, they realized they weren't reaching for the soda pop, right? Is smoking
exactly.
kind of the same?
It is. And in fact, most people do quit after the very first session because they do take on the identity of a non-smoker. And it's different. They think different. And it's just like Lily said, you know, imagine yourself if you had never smoked before. And some of these people can come out of the hypnosis session and truly believe they have never, ever smoked. And, it just gets you focused on what you want. And your mind is extremely powerful. And when you can believe that you are a smoke-free person, you just take on those habits of a smoke-free person. You don't crave the cigarette anymore.
It is such an empowering conversation we're having about this. I mean, this is really, really, really incredible. Lily, I want to know how long it took for you to literally quit, but I don't want you to answer now because I want to take a short break and come back. And just give our listeners a sense of what this experience was like for you, what it was like the day you realized, I went through a day and I didn't have a cigarette. I went through a day and I'm not smoking. We're going to talk about that and much more when we come back. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And when we come back, we'll be sharing that story with you. Again, go to positivechanges.com. You can find lots of information or give a shout at 888-311-7157. And make sure you tell your friends and your family and you give them that number. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Sign up for the weekly newsletter to get advance notice of guests, events, and special offers. Visit thedrpatshow.com and get ready to live life all out.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low-cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show Network. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Visit thedrpatshow.com for show listing.
Did you know Greek-Oats yogurt is a good source of protein? Each serving of Greek-Oats yogurt provides 5 grams of protein. When you consume Greek-Oats yogurt 3 times a day, you're getting more than 20% of the daily recommended protein value. That's great news. So don't forget to pack a Greek-Oats yogurt for lunch today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuque.com.
Do you want to prosper by using good timing to work in harmony with the universe? Each year, show host Madeline Gerwick provides a new good timing guide so you can know the best times for all your important activities. To order the new 2010 good timing guide, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the Polaris store or call 877-524-8300 to get your 2010 good timing guide today.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Tonight's show, yeah, we're taking it on. Learn how to quit smoking for life. And Lily Gardner, Cheryl Manchester, as I said, Director of Positive Changes Hypnosis Centers, joining us here today. And we're taking this on. Why? Because we care about you. We really care about you. And for the first time, we're able to talk with you about a process that works and works for life. Cheryl, Lily, again, thank you so much for joining us here today. Lily, I got to ask you, what was that day like? That first day? That day where somehow you realized you didn't grab for the cigarettes?
It felt like this march, the first 3 days, where I had to stay pretty focused. And I listened to my positive changes that, you know, we have tools, we have tapes that we listen to, CDs that we listen to. They tape the hypnosis session. We listen to that. And so that was like immensely helpful. So I won't try to say that the first 3 days weren't difficult. But I was able to do it. You know, I wasn't biting everybody's head off. I wasn't acting like a maniac. I wasn't shoving food into my face. I was just you know, very mindful of the fact that my brain kept saying, you know, it's time to have a cigarette. And I was able to say no, for the first time.
Wow.
And then it became increasingly easy. Okay, so now I'm a year and a half smoke-free, and now I don't think about it. I don't think about it. You know, it just isn't an issue.
Wow.
It's not an issue. It's not, I don't even get the, you know, I don't get that little voice anymore. It's just not there. Unless I see a French film, you know, but otherwise, no.
So, Cheryl, I want to ask you about this because there are a gazillion reasons that people talk about not quitting smoking. One of them has to do with gaining weight. But since Positive Changes is one of the leading experts in helping people, you know, with their weight, and that is losing weight for life, I mean, what do we do? How do you address this issue of, well, okay, I'm not smoking now, and in my mind, I think that, wow, I'm just going to blow up like a balloon and float out of here.
Well, you're absolutely right, because when people think about quitting smoking, they instantly have several fears, worries, and dreads. Gaining weight is one of those. In fact, some people who have had some success in quitting smoking go back to smoking just to prevent themselves from gaining any more weight.
Mm-hmm.
So we do absolutely include some weight loss in our smoking programs, because we do not want our clients to substitute food for what used to be the cigarette.
Mm.
So we help them to, the other thing that people fear is, I'm going to get real anxious. I'm going to get crabby. I'm going to grieve. I'm going to give up my best friend. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do with my hands?
Yep.
And so through the power of hypnosis, all of these old rationalizations for smoking are removed.
Mm.
And we help people with all of these issues so they truly can become smoke-free. In fact, some people can go through our program with absolutely no detoxing. It's just like all of a sudden they're just a non-smoker. But there are so, in fact, smokers, when they get ready to quit, get mm-hmm. all stressed out and anxious, and it, at this place where they're all worked up just because they're getting ready to quit smoking. So it's a nightmare. It's horrible. It's a horrible place to be.
Well, it is. And, you know, honestly, I know what it's like. I mean, I was a 3-pack-a-day smoker. And, you know, I smoked for a long time. And I'm very grateful for whatever reason I decided to put them down. But I will tell you that this is a call to action. One of the things, Cheryl, I think that we have gotten lulled to in this country is the fact that we don't really have quite a smoking issue anymore. I mean, one of the things that you know, we hear are the latest statistics on, you know, people that are quitting smoking and so forth and so on. What is your opinion of that?
What is my opinion of what it's like to be smoking in the society today?
Yes. I mean, you know, because we're hearing people are really not smoking, but that's not true.
Well, I think that when I talk to people today, who are smoking, I don't think they realize until you talk about it how much effort they put into smoking in a non-smoking society today. It's a lot of work and effort to be able to smoke today.
I completely agree with that. Yeah. I mean, it's terrible. It's very difficult.
Yeah. And so on top of, like, people who say I smoke 2 packs a day, in reality, that's doing something 40 times a day that they don't want to do, but do it anyway. And on top of that, with today's society, they put great effort into doing something that they don't want to do. And it's not welcome in society today. And the funny thing about that, too, is I think from the generations from years ago, it was the cool thing to do. And now it's the most uncool thing to do.
It was extremely fashionable. But, you know, honestly, I don't ever remember seeing Elvis Presley smoke.
I remember his hips driving, though. But, no, I've never seen him smoke.
You know, I just thought about that in getting ready for the show because, you know, I grew up a big Elvis fan. I mean, I don't know why I was attracted to Elvis at an early age. But, you know, the point is this. We're on a mission to help people, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Cheryl, I want to ask
Definitely.
You, from your perspective, and Lily, I want to thank you for joining us here today, but I want to ask you from your perspective, what's the message? Why do you do what you do? Why do you take this out and message out into the world? And what would you say to the folks that are out there that are part of the millions of people that truly want to put that cigarette down?
Well, there's so many things to say. Bottom line, positive changes, hypnosis works. And it's never too late to quit smoking. It's never too late to change your lifestyle so that you can plan to live and live the quality of life that you want to live. I mean, this is what we're talking about is the quality of your life. And, you know, call positive changes and go in for that free consultation, see if you're a good candidate, and change your life. Because, you know, it's the bigger picture. I mean, people who smoke today are probably last in line for the jobs. People who smoke today usually don't get to go have the relationship they want because non-smokers today don't want to date smokers. Insurance costs are more for smokers. It's only going to get worse.
Well, I think what we've done is we've opened a door for people today. Lily, do you have any personal message, any last messages for our listeners?
I would really urge people to try this. This is definitely a tool that works. And for me, it was the only tool that worked. 3 days for me, 3 days of focus and a certain amount of struggle, and then but always very doable, and then on the other end this sense of freedom and well-being. It's definitely worth it.
I want to thank you both for joining us on the Dr. Pat Show. I really do. I can't say enough about your courage, Lily, for coming on the air and talking about this. And Cheryl, you know, for all that you all do at Positive Changes, I mean, what can I say? You are helping so many people get to live the lives they truly desire, and I want to thank you both.
Well,
thanks for letting us on your show, and it's so nice to know that there is help out there, Pat, and you are a driving force in making sure people know that, so thank you.
Well, what a great show, everyone. I know that there was something that you heard today. This show was for all of you out there, all of you out there that know what it's like to be smoking and have a smoking addiction and not know what to do about it. Tonight we've given you a solution that works without question and without doubt. And we've given you a story, a journey that will take you, as you listen to the show again, on a pathway to let you know that success is already yours. That's the message of PositiveChanges.com. And so please remember to call for that free consultation. And get to talk with people like Cheryl, who know what it's like to create permanent change. 888-311-7157, toll free, 888-311-7157. And remember, sign up for the newsletter at thedrpatshow.com and let us know what kind of programming you'd like to see, like this one, to help save a life. We'll see you next time.
Down your soapbox, yeah. is way too high overgrown. You can barely see the ground or the sky. Your high horse is taking north and left to you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Oh, someday, not somehow, not maybe, we're gonna make it out alright, just not right now.
And speak well of a stranger's soul, for you never know when it's your last step, final breath, throwing your gypsy dance on curtain call. Take your last bow, that's all.